Good afternoon.
各位下午好。
Letter of James is very practical.
雅各书信具有交强的生活实践性。
Although there is good theology in the letter, James focuses on how his readers were to live.
虽然这份书信中有很多不错的神学理论观点，但是呢，雅各更侧重于信徒的信仰生活。
He addresses their problems and their challenges.
他在这指出了他们的问题和面临的挑战。
He points to their failures and their hurts.
他也指出了他们的失败和痛苦之处。
He corrects.
他也给予纠正。
He instructs how they should live.
他也指导他，告诉他们应该如何在信仰中生活。
As a result, the letter can also be painful.
因此呢，这份书信叫人扎心。
It says things which we don't always like to hear.
因为他说出了一些我们不爱听的话。
It calls us to make changes which are difficult.
他也呼召我们要做一些叫人为难的改变。
It may bring up bad memories.
这种改变呢，也可能会导致我们一些不愉快的记忆。
But the intent is good.
但不管怎么样，这意图是非常好的。
The goal is excellent.
目标也是有益的。
James wants us to draw near to God.
要我们亲近神。
He wants us to experience God's grace.
他是要我们经历神的恩典。
He wants us to be fully established in the Lord.
他要我们在主里得到完全的建立。
One tremendous challenge is controlling what we say.
其中一个极大挑战呢，就是要控制我们的舌头。
What comes out of our mouths has tremendous power.
从我们嘴里所出的言语具有巨大的威力。
It's therefore a big responsibility.
因此呢，这也是我们巨大的使命和责任。
How many of you can remember being hurt by what someone said?
你们中还有没有记得，多少人以前对你？所说的话会造成带来很多伤害。
Yes, no. Can you? Can you remember such hurts from when you were a child?
你是否还记得在你孩童的时候所受到这种伤害呢？
Can you remember being encouraged by what someone said?
相反，你还记得别人对你的，说的言语当中得到鼓励吗？
I may not remember what I ate a month ago, but I can remember some of the words spoken to me 40 and 50 years ago.
David 牧师应该不记得一个月以前他吃过什么菜，但是呢，他还清楚地记得四五十年以前别人对他说的一些话。
Some words hurt.
有些言语伤害了他。
Some words helped.
让有些言语帮助他。
But their impact on me shows how powerful those words were.
从他们在他身上所起的作用，明确地显示了这个言语的巨大的力量。
Our tongue represents our speech.
我们的舌头表达出了我们所要讲的。
Our tongue is powerful.
我们的舌头威力巨大。
It can be hard to control.
它也很难被控制。
It can be used for good and for bad.
它被善利用，同时也被恶所利用。
James gives his full attention to this topic in chapter 3 of his letter.
雅各在第三章充分关注到这个主题。
He has already alluded to it in chapters 1 and 2.
其实他在第二章中已经有过暗示。
He had warned them about blaming God for temptation in chapter 1.
他在一章十三节中警告人们不要因为被试验而责备神。
He had cautioned them to be slow to speak.
他告诫人们要慢慢地说。
He had declared a person's religion.To be worthless if that person did not control his tongue.
他声称，如果一个人勒不住自己的舌头，这人的虔诚是虚假的。
He had challenged the readers to speak and act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty.
他挑战读者应该按照自由的律法说话行事。
James will not be finished with the topic in this chapter.
雅各呢也没有在这第三章中终结这个主题的论述。
He will touch on it again in chapters 4 and 5.
他会在接下去的第五章中会继续提到这个言语的问题。
But for now, he focuses fully on the tongue.
但是现在呢，他竭力要关注解决的问题是人的舌头。
The first verse does not appear at first to relate to the topic.
第一节经文并没有立刻与本章主题有直接的关系。
It almost seems out of place.
甚至看上去呢，有些跑题了。
He's talking about teachers.
他在这呢讨论一些师父的事情。
Not many of you should presume to be teachers.
不能，这没有很多人都能成为师父。
But there is a definite connection with speaking.
但这句话与讲论这个词有着明确的关联。
Many times people who talk too much are acting like they want to be teachers.
很多时候呢，人们讲论的过多，就像他们要像当师父一样。
They like to tell what they think they know to others.
他们现在告诉别人他们是如何看待理解别人的。
This is essentially being a teacher.
实质上本质上这就体现他们想当师父的这个心智。
It's not wrong to want to be a teacher.
当然了，想成为师父并不是一件错误的事情。
In Hebrews, the writer challenges the readers that they should all be teachers by now.
在希伯来书中五章十二节中，作者挑战读者们。他们现在都应当成为师父了。
As believers mature, they should be teaching others.
作为一个成熟的信徒，他应该能教导别人了。
But percentage-wise, the number of teachers should always be much fewer since the church should be growing.
从百分比讲的话，成为师父的人总是少数，这样教会才能成长壮大。
Why then does James give this warning?
那么为什么雅各在这会给出警告呢？
He rightly reminds his readers that teachers will be judged more strictly.
无疑他想提醒读者，师父们会受到更重的审判。
We all are responsible for what we know.
我们所有人都对我们所知道的都负有责任。
Teachers, who by teaching claim to know what others do not, will be held responsible to live out the truths which they know.
师父们因为比别人懂得更多，就更有责任将自己所知道的真道行出来。
But teachers are also taking responsibility for others.
同样，他们对其他人也负有不可推卸的责任。
If I teach just because I like to talk, I will probably say things that I should not have said.
如果我只是因为喜欢说而成为师父，我可能会说一些我不应当说的话。
The Bible warns where there are many words, transgression is unavoidable.But he who restrains his lips is wise.
我圣经在箴言里面，劝诫到多言多语难免有错，禁止嘴唇是有智慧。
I may reveal things that I should not reveal.
我可能会显示一些我不应该显示的东西。
I may teach things that are not biblical.
我也可能会教导一些不符合圣经的知识。
James says that if a person can keep from stumbling in what he says, then he's perfect.
雅各说。若一个人能在言语上没有过失，那他就是一个完全人。
Such a person can control everything else about their bodies.
这样的人就能控制自己的全身。
No physical discipline is as great a challenge as controlling our mouth.
没有一项体能上的距离能有控制舌头那样更具挑战性。
If we can control what we say, we can control our entire bodies.
若我们能控制我们可所说的，那我们就能控制我们自己的全身了。
This makes mastering our tongues to be a very important task.
所以，学习勒住我们的舌头的话，这是非常重要的一个课题。
In case anyone should doubt this, James gives two illustrations in verses 3-5 regarding the relative power of the tongue.
如果有人对这个观点还持怀疑态度的话，那雅各就用接下去第三章第三、第五节中举了两个例子来说明舌头的力量。
Although it is small, it has great power.
尽管它非常小，但是呢，威力巨大。
The first illustration is that of a bit in the mouth of a horse.
第一个例子呢是关于马嘴的嚼款。
The second illustration is that of the rudder on a ship.
第二个是关于船上控制航行方向的船舵。
The two illustrations have one common thought.
这两个例子都有一个共同的观点。
Both the animal and the ship are controlled by something small.
那就是动物也好，船也好，它们都被微小的东西所控制。
A small bit in the mouth of the horse is used to control the horse.
一个小小在马嘴的嚼管可以控制马的全身。
A very small rudder can control a large ship even in strong winds.
一个非常小的船舵甚至也能在暴风中控制一艘大船。
James is comparing the tongue to the bit and the rudder.
雅各用舌头与嚼管和船舵做比较。
The tongue too is just a small part of the body.
这舌头呢是白体中最小的。
There are two aspects of the illustration which we can consider.
从这两个比喻当中呢，有两个方面值得我们进一步深思。
First is the concept of relative size.
第一个是相对大小这个概念。
The bit and the rudder are small compared to the horse and the ship.
同马和船相比，脚环和船舵都非常小。
The tongue is small, but boasts great things. In verse 5.
舌头也非常小，却能说大话。
Boasting in this context is not referring to how people boast.
大话这个词在这个文中不是指人如何吹嘘。
Rather, it's another way of saying that the tongue creates large effects.
是用另一种方式来表明舌头所能产生巨大的果效。
The tongue does things much bigger than its little size would make us think.
舌头能使所说的夸大其词，言过其实。
The second aspect of these illustrations is control.
第二个比喻的第二点就是控制的问题。
Both the bit and rudder control larger objects, the horse and the ship.
脚环和船舵都是用来控制马和船这两类大物体的。
If we control the tongue, we control our whole bodies.
如果我们控制了舌头，我们就能控制整个身体。
With our words, we can control what people think and feel.
然后呢，通过我们的言语，我们可以控制人们的所想所思。
We even affect ourselves by what we say.
甚至呢，对我们自己所说的话，也会对我们自己产生影响。
Now this does not mean that people respond to everything we say the way we want them to.
但这并不意味着我们要让别人照着我们自己的想要的方式来回应我们所说的一切。
Parents know that children do not quickly and easily obey.
做父母都知道，他们的孩子都不会又快又轻松的去顺服你们。
Is that right?
Yes.
Employers know that jobs generally must be inspected to ensure that they are done properly.
当然，雇主们也知道，他们应该经常检查员工所做的工，以确保最后的产品呢都是合格的。
The book of Proverbs is full of illustrations of the power of the tongue.
箴言书中充满了讲论舌头力量的例子。
The writer of Proverbs frequently warns men of sexual enticement.
箴言的作者频繁地警戒受性诱惑的男人。
It says that a primary danger is flattery.
里面说最大的危险就是甜言蜜语。
The words of the wayward woman are dangerous.
尤其是外语的言语非常危险。
Our words can cause fights or bring peace.
我们的言语能引起争战或带来和平。
Proverbs 15:1 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger."
箴言十五章一节中说，回答柔和使怒消退，言语暴怒力能动怒气。
It even becomes important how we speak to ourselves.
我们是如何对自己说话，这时也变得非常重要。
A book in which I was reading recently made this very point.
最近 David 牧师读了一本非常好的书，就论到这个观点。
It is important that we speak the truth to ourselves as well.
非常重要的一点就是说，我们不应该自欺。
The book of Proverbs also gives illustrations of this point.
箴言里也用到过很多例子来说明这个观点。
The lazy person convinces himself with senseless arguments.
一个懒汉往往会用没有根据的理由来说服自己。
There's a lion outside. I shall be killed in the streets.
外面有狮子，我会在大街上被他杀死的。
And so he convinces himself not to leave the house to go to work.
这样的话，他就说服自己，就不用出门工作。
The person who doesn't want to help others will claim to himself that he didn't know.
一心不想帮助他人的人，他会说这件事情我从来没听说过。
But God knows the heart and will repay.
但神是察验人心，却按个人所行的报应个人。
We are presented, therefore, with a very great power.
我们被神赋予一种巨大的力量。
The tongue, though small, can boast of great things.
舌头虽小，却能说大话。
It accomplishes great things, good or bad.
它能成就极大的事情，或好或坏。
The next verses in James 3 present dangers of the tongue.
接下去这个经文是说，寥寥数语就能引起巨大的破坏。
James illustrates with a picture.What the book of Proverbs says explicitly.
雅各用一幅图来表明在箴言中明确所论述的。
The tongue with a few words can cause great destruction.
出于舌头寥寥数语就是出于舌头寥寥数语就能引起巨大的破坏。
James likens the tongue in verse 5 to a small spark of fire.
雅各在第五节中把舌头比作一点小火星。
That small spark can set an entire forest on fire.
这个小小的火星可以点燃整个森林。
Those who live in dry climates know the danger of a small spark.
那些人如果生活在干旱气候下的人，他们就知道这个火星的威力。
In the U.S., the state of California is frequently in the news because of forest fires.
在美国，加州常因为生活森林大火，它会上头条新闻。
Sometimes a person will toss a cigarette out the window.
有时呢，这个火灾就是因为有人把这个烟头扔到窗外去。
That small burning cigarette can start a fire that consumes even houses.
就是因为这个小小的烟头，它就会引起火灾，甚至殃及房屋。
The tongue, though a small part of the body, can be as destructive to the whole body as a spark in a dry forest.
舌头乃是百体中最小，但呢，也能摧毁整个身体，如同森林中的小火星一样。
James says it corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire.
雅各书三章六节中说的，它能污蔑全身，也能把整个生命一起烧毁。
Note that James is saying that what a person says affects that person himself.
在这里大家请注意，雅各所说的这个一个人言语也是会，影响他本人的。
There appears to be a power in saying something that is greater than just thinking it.
众所周知，这个说出来比光比在内心想这个造成的危害更大。
People tend to believe what they say.
人们试图相信自己所讲。
The more they say it, the more they believe it.
他们重复的越多呢，就越会被人接受。
People are also inclined more to defend an idea once they have said it.
人一旦把自己的想法说出口呢，他们往往就会为此而做出辩护。
This is particularly true when it is written.
尤其是当人把他所说的用以文字的形式写下的时候。
As a result, I try not to have people express in writing or even.Formally in words, any wrong ideas which I think they may have.
因此呢，这位牧师他往往不会让其他人把他们错误的主意用文字的形式写下来。这样，因为他们一旦写下来以后呢，他们就很难去改变他们自己的想法。
They'll be less likely to change.
因为他们就很难改变他们的想法。
James also calls the tongue a world of evil.
雅各呢，又称舌头是这个罪恶的世界。
The tongue manifests this present evil world system.
这个舌头也体现这个当今社会的罪恶。
As such, it's an enemy of God.
因此呢，它是神的仇敌。
James says that hell has set the tongue on fire.
雅各说，在地狱里啊，舌头被火灼烧。
We should not think of hell as a figure for Satan.
在这，我们不应该把地狱当作是撒旦的样子。
And we sometimes think of heaven as a figure for God.
有时我们会认为天堂就是什么样子。
But hell is not here a figure for Satan.
但是呢，在这地狱在这不是指撒旦的样子。
The word hell is literally Gehenna.
地狱这个词其实解释就是希腊词汇。
This was the name of a valley outside of Jerusalem where trash was burned.
这是指当初是指位于耶路撒冷山外面一个山谷的名字，在这呢还焚烧垃圾。
And this dump burned continually.
这些垃圾呢不停地被火焚烧。
The valley became a figure for eternal punishment.
这样的话，人们就把这个山谷就被比喻成遭受永刑地狱的形象。
We should associate the fire that ignites the tongue with eternal punishment.
我们要把这个点燃舌头的火与永远的刑罚联系在一起。
It shows the character of the end result of wrong speech.
这就是表明了错误言论所带来的最终的后果。
Lies.Bitterness, hateful speech are the things which move people to eternal punishment.
谎言、苦毒和憎恨的话使人堕入永远的刑罚。
They are destructive to one's own soul.
他们会伤害他们自己。
And they hurt others as well.
他们也会伤害其他人。
Verses 7-9, James compares the tongue to animals.
在第七、第九节中，雅各把舌头和其他动物做对比。
Man can tame animals.
人们可以控制动物。
Man cannot tame the tongue.
但是人不能控制，制服不了舌头。
Men have tamed all kinds of animals.
人类驯服了所有的动物。
This does not mean that man has made pets out of all animals.
当然，这并不是指我们人把所有的动物都变成了宠物。
But man has tamed even wild animals like lions and bears.
但是确实人类确实驯服了很多像狮子熊这类野兽。
We've seen both in circuses.
我们可以到马戏场里都可以看到。
They can be brought to the place where they obey the commands of man.
他们可以这些动物可以被训练成能听人话的地步。
We cannot tame the tongue that way.
可惜我们却不能以同样的方式来制服舌头。
We cannot simply command it.
我们无法简单的给它发号施令。
He says it is a restless evil full of deadly poison.
因为这个舌头是不止息的恶物，满有害死人的毒气。
Restless has the sense of unstable.
不止息含有不稳定、不牢靠的意思。
There's no pattern to something that is unstable.
如果一样东西没有固定模式的话，它就是不稳定的。
There's nothing about the tongue which we can take hold of to control it.
就是说，我们人很难在这个舌头里找到一样东西，可以通过这个东西来控制舌头。
The inconsistency of the tongue can be seen in how people praise God, but at the same time curse men.
舌头这种反复无常，可以从人在赞美神的同时呢，又会诅咒其他人的行为中窥探一斑。
God created man in his own image.
神按照自己的形式造人。
Men continue to bear the image of God, even though it's marred by sin.
我们还是即使人被罪玷污了，但是呢，我们还是传承了神的形象。
God is currently conforming believers into the likeness of Jesus Christ.
现在神要信徒们效法基督的样子。
The Apostle John develops that idea further.
使徒保罗呢，对这个观点做了进一步的表明。
How can we say that we love God and yet hate our brother?
那么我们怎么能说一边说爱神，一边又去恨弟兄呢？
It's inconsistent.
这前后是不一致的。
It's similarly true with the tongue.
对舌头来说，这也是一样。
It's inconsistent to praise God and yet curse men who are in the image of God.
这舌头呢，一面是颂赞神，一面呢又在诅咒有神形象的人。
The full significance of that inconsistency is seen in the illustrations.
我们能看到这种 不一致的前后的这种真正含义，就是从这个、
The same spring cannot bring forth both fresh and salt water.
就泉眼不能从一个眼里面发出又苦又甜的水。
A tree only bears its own type of fruit.
一棵树只能结出一种果子。
What then should the conclusion be if someone speaks evil?
那么如果有人说恶毒的话，对此人的判断意识如何呢？
The heart must be evil if the tongue speaks evil.
那就是如果舌头发出恶，那这个人的心也必是恶。
Now it might appear that James leaves the topic of the tongue in verse 12.
似乎雅各用十二节经文来结束今天这个舌头主题。
He moves on to talk about wisdom in verses 13 to 18.
他在接下去的十三十八节中还继续开始讲论关于智慧的问题。
Chapter 4, he talks about quarrels and fighting.
在第四节中呢，他开始说到争战和斗殴。
If he were finished with the topic, we would have reason to be discouraged.
如果雅各就此结束今天这个 论断，那么我们有理由去灰丧士气了。
What will we do?
我们能做什么呢？
The tongue is untamable.
因为这个舌头是无法被制服的。
But James gives us a hint at the solution in his last illustration.
但是雅各在他最后的一个例子当中给我们指点了一个解决的方案。
He actually goes on to develop it in the following verses and chapters.
并且呢，他在接下去经文当中啊，会继续发展他的这个观点。
He does so indirectly and piece by piece.
他这个方式非常委婉，一块接一块。
But he nonetheless points to a solution.
但不管如何，他依然给人指出了一个可行的方向。
James asks if a spring could produce both fresh and salt water.
那就是雅各问。一个泉眼能否喷出又苦又甜的水
？Could a fig tree produce olives or a grapevine figs？
一棵无花果树能长出橄榄或者葡萄吗
？There is a source for that which comes out of our mouths。
这就是有一个源头，这样它会控制人从嘴里说出的话。
In the next section in verse 14, James points to the source of jealousy and selfish ambition.
在下一段的第十四节中，雅各指出了嫉妒和纷争的源头。
It's our hearts.
这就是我们的人心。
In chapter 4, James points to our inward desires that produce outward quarrels.
在第四节中，雅各指出了人内心的欲望产生外在的争闹。
Jesus taught that evil comes from the heart.
耶稣在马可福音七章二十一到二十三节中告诉我们，我们恶从心生。
That which comes out of the mouth. Reveals what's in the heart.
可里所出的乃是显示出心里所想。
Elsewhere, Jesus said, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks."
在呀，耶稣也说过，心里有所充满的，口里就会说出来。
Jesus even used the same picture which James used of trees bearing fruit.
耶稣甚至也用了和雅各一样的果树做比喻。
The tongue itself is not evil.
舌头本身并不坏。
But it's an untamable expression of the heart.
但人是无法控制，它是无法控制人心所想。
It reveals the evil that's in us.
这舌头呢，暴露人心里的恶。
Has anything ever just slipped out of your mouth?
有没有一些什么话不经意的从你们嘴巴溜出来？
Have you said something you really didn't want or mean to say?
你是否说过一些其实你不想说的，不是或不是故意想说的话？
This is the problem of the heart and the tongue.
这就是舌头跟心的问题。
If it's in our heart, it slips out of our mouth.
如果 心里所有的都会从嘴里面流出来。
The tongue cannot be tamed.
因为这舌头是无法被制服的。
Yet James implied in verse 2 that a person should control what he says.
但雅各在第二节中暗示到，一个人可以控制他的言语。
How can a person control what he says if the tongue cannot be tamed?
那如果舌头不能被制服，那一个人怎么控制他的言语呢？
We need to work on the heart.
那就是我们应该在人心上下功夫。
A good heart will produce good speech.
那就是善心才会产生善言。
Should we just forget about controlling our speech?
那我们是否应该忽视我们自己的言论呢？
No.
不是。
We should work on saying what is right.
我们应该竭力说正确的话。
Both the Old Testament and the New Testament have many commands about watching what we say.
在新旧约里都有很多关于谨慎自己言语的教导。
But the real battle is the heart.
但是这一场真正的较量乃在人心上。
I would offer three suggestions.
接下去 David 牧师提供三个建议。
First, pray.
第一点就是祷告。
Psalm 141 verse 3 says, Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips.
诗篇141篇三节中说到，耶和华，求你禁止我的口，保守我的嘴。
We need to recognize that guarding our speech is part of our spiritual battle.
我们需要明白，管住我们的言语是属灵征战的一部分。
Our tongue is powerful, and we need God's help to control our tongue.
我们的舌头是非常有力量的，所以我们需要得到神的帮助来制服它。
Second, plan to be silent.
第二点就是说，尽量静默不言。
It says in Proverbs 17:28, even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise.When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent.
在箴言17:28中说到，愚昧人若静默不言，也可算为智慧；闭口不说，也可算为聪明。
Psalm 39 speaks a couple of times of being silent.
诗篇39篇中也说到好几次。
For example, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle, so long as the wicked are in my presence.
比如说，在诗篇39篇一节中写道：“我要谨慎我的言行，免得我舌头犯罪。恶人在我面前的时候，我要用嚼环勒住我的嘴巴。”
Later it says, "I am mute. I do not open my mouth, for it is you who have done it."
接下去继续说：“因为我所遭遇的是否出于你，我就仍然默然不语。”
The psalmist recognized God's sovereignty.
诗篇作者认识到神的威严大能。
He saw the shortness of life.
作者们也看到了生命的短暂。
He confessed his own sinful nature.
他也承认自己的罪行。
These things persuaded him that it was important at times to say nothing.
这三件事情使他相信确信沉默无语的极其重要。
Have you ever thought over exactly what you were going to say to someone?
你有没有曾经非常慎重考虑过你要打算对他人说些话？
Perhaps someone did something bad to you.
也许这个人是以前以恶待过你。
And you rehearse in your mind exactly what you would like to say to them.
这是你在脑里面反复的想应该对他说哪些恶的话。
The more biblical response may be to resolve to be silent.
但是呢，属灵上正确的回应乃是要求你应该保持沉默。
We might practice in our mind saying nothing.
我们可能需要在我们自己的心思意念里面不断操练学习默然无语。
Plan on saying nothing.
就是说。不打算说任何话。
Third, and very important to this task, guard your hearts.
第三一点，第三建议就是说，也是呢非常重要的，就是保守你的心。
Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life."
箴言四章二十三节中说到，你要保守你的心，胜过一切，因为一生的果效是由内心发生的。
What we say comes out of our hearts.
因为我们所说的都是来自我们的内心。
We must watch carefully what we put into our hearts.
所以我们务必要仔细审查心中的意念。
We must be careful what we think about and what we desire.
我们务必要谨慎自己的所思所想。
We should put into our hearts God's words.
我们应该把神的话语放在我们心里面。
Desire what God desires.
想神之所想。
Let God by His Word renew our minds and transform our lives.
让神用他的话来更新我们的心思意念，改变我们的生命。
Then what comes out of our mouth will be fresh water from fresh springs, good fruit from good trees.
如果我们能做到这一点的话，那我们从我们心中口中出来的就是泉眼流出的甜水和好树所结的好果子。阿门。阿门。